like you got a double dose of a miracle on that one. Miracles come in pairs, husband and wife. This is one that we've done as congregational singing, so however you want to participate, whether it's through meditation or whether it's through sing-along, help yourself. I am Lord of sea and sky. I have heard my people cry. All who dwell in dark despair, my hand will save. I who made the stars at night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. It is I, Lord. I have heard
if you here we are, so grateful for Bonnie almost every week. Thank you so much, Bonnie. Always a special moment for us. And now at this time, I'm going to introduce our speaker for today, our very own Reverend Connie Beth Grady.
Good morning. Such a beautiful day. Such a wonderful, inspirational song. And it's so wonderful to have each and every person here today worshiping and loving one another. You know, the last few weeks, things seem to be a little traumatic in my life and some of the lives I know. But this morning, it's just been so beautiful, like the heavens have opened and there's a new dispensation here for all of us. There's been a new awareness for a lot of people here lately and in the world, just when it seems like there's no answers. But there are many answers coming into the hearts and the minds of the people who are able to listen to their inspiration. There's a Bible verse in the Bible that I spoke about at Lori's church last week. It's talking about, when I was a child, I acted as a child. But when I became an adult, I did away with childish things. And yet it also says we have to come as a child to open up to who we are and what we are. But what that means to me is the difference between the higher mind and the lower mind. It's about putting away those things that of the earth mind that doesn't work for us anymore. I also have been reading and looking into and studying about the book of Revelation just a little bit. It's a book I used to hide in my closet, along with some other books that I had, because I didn't understand it until I became metaphysical. And still, to become metaphysical is growing into what the symbology means. And I was reading about the seven churches last week in metaphysics, and it just hit me. It's speaking about spiritual centers. And I thought, it has to be our seven chakras. Yes, they're energy centers, but they're also spiritual centers. That when we grow into that higher mind, each one begins to transform into a spiritual center, a center of light. And then I started thinking, oh my goodness, this is the Aquarian age. This also is the water bearer. And also, I know these are the times of the water initiation spiritually, which is opening and awakening to that higher mind. And in the Bible, it speaks about Moses wanting to go to the promised land. And he took his children, and they say for 40 years they looked for this promised land, which is symbolic of that higher mind. But they never did make it. Do you realize that? The time wasn't right or ripe for them. But their children made it. Joshua led them to that higher mind state of consciousness. It was not a place. It was a place they grew to. Now you might say, and I have people ask me this all the time, how do you get in touch with that higher mind? What do you do? Well, for me, it's taken years of trying to figure out, because I've been searching for 40 years probably myself. Actually, probably way longer than that. But you know, it comes when you do your state of meditation, which should be 10 or 15 minutes a day. I know a lot of people say a lot more, but we were taught that anything else is out of balance. But while you're awake and while you're moving, while you have gotten into that state and you become aware of that higher mind and that real self of you, that real self who came to this earth plane for reasons of its own. When you realize you have that God self and that real self within you, then you're open to that meditative state of receiving. And that means you can walk through life in a peaceful journey. You can walk through life and act and react because your higher mind is in charge. And when you have that meditative state, and when you realize that higher mind is in charge, and you ask for it to be, that's when that earthly mind takes a second seat and says, okay, I'll listen, I'll react, I'll act. And many times you hear people say, I didn't know why I was not to turn there. I reacted in a way I normally wouldn't have done because my reasoning mind would have said, no, it's okay. But that higher nature said, no, don't turn, keep going. And many times we've alleviated ourselves from an accident. Many times. Now, in this Aquarian age, this age of discovery, this age of delving deep within the self, so many of us are reading books about the past and this and that and the other, and we're wanting to get there. But the answers come to us as we're ready, when we put our higher mind in charge and when we just plain ask and are allowed to receive. In this state of awareness, in this state of the air initiation, there are things that are necessary for us to get to this place. And it all has to do with that, letting go of the physical, letting go of the ego, letting go of the things that didn't work in your life. It's about humility. It's about meekness. It's about acceptance of where you are and where other people are. And accepting that things aren't always the way they have seemed in the past. And opening up to that peace deep within you, deep in the center of where you know that no matter where you go or what you do, everything is going to be okay and you are going to be protected. When I first moved here, I walked every day in the woods. I wish I had time for that. I've got to make time for that. I keep saying I'm going to. And it was so amazing, the peace that you find in nature. The peace that you find in those trees with their gnarly coats of nut and bark. And the energy and the stability of walking through that deep woods where I would always imagine that I was the first person there. Of course, I know I'm not. But just imagining what it was like as first human coming in contact with the woods and the forest. It is so peaceful. It is so beautiful. It changes every day. And you begin to see the transformation daily in the seasons, in the flowers, in the little creepy crawling ground covers. You see, when we're so busy, we miss that. When you're open to who you are and you take the time, and I'm speaking to myself too, and you take the time for this, it's amazing how the inspiration and the transformation begins to take place, not only spiritually, but emotionally and physically. When I was so ill many years ago, Spirit told me to get up early in the morning and go to the woods, right as the sun was coming up, because the air is purified as the dew is transformed and the fog. The air is very purifying, and it would be a healing journey for me. Not only was it a healing journey for me physically, but most of all, it was a healing journey for me spiritually. When I look back as a child, when I was disgruntled, You see, we always look out there instead of what we have. I found peace in a woods way back behind the farm that we owned. A beautiful, peaceful woods that had a clear creek, the water so purifying. I remember the daffodils and the little purple flowers, violets, around the trees that were just growing wild. And eventually I made a discovery of this abandoned house. I could tell someone had loved that house so dearly and had spent probably a lifetime there. I wondered whatever happened to that person. You know, when we're in those states of mind, that's when the magic begins to happen. That's when some of those answers, no matter how small they are, someday get answered. And I'm talking about this in a physical way, but it comes spiritually. It comes in health ways. Your life, when you ask in that vibrational higher mind, always comes about. The place where Stan and I lived before we moved here 17 years ago, there was a 96-year-old lady. I was so impressed with her. She still rode her bike every day. And when she would hear the telephone ringing, oh, she would jump off that bike and run in the house. And we began to be acquainted with her. She was so full of life. And she asked us where we were from. And I told her. And lo and behold, she used to live in that house in the woods. But you know, this is really a symbolic story for you. And she had planted the daffodils, by the way. This is a symbolic story for you because we're all on a journey here, a spiritual journey. It's not what we've gained physical. It's learning how to open up to the divine inspirational guidance that gives us the answers just when we need it, and yet in ways of miraculous times of unexpected blessings. Unexpected blessings. But we have to let go of the I can'ts. We have to let go of, oh, I'm better. Oh, do it my way. You know what? The only way is the way of your heart. The only way is like the Indian used to say, you've got to go to the beat of your drum. That's where your answers are. Everyone has a different journey. Everyone has a different life path. And when we go and humble ourselves with that faith of a child and begin to look at what we have around here and experience it almost like for the first time if you're walking in a woods and begin to wonder. You see, the universe has given us abundance. The universe has given us ways to receive answers. And yet that reasoning mind has turned that off. How unfortunate. But it's never too late. It's never too late, no matter how old you are. Because the only time it's too late is when you decide you don't want to live anymore. When you decide, I don't care about happiness anymore. This is my way or the highway. Well, fine, that's good for you too. But if you really want to enjoy life, if you really want to know what that breath of God is that's breathing through you, that's allowing you to be aware of the things around you, just come as a little child and ask and wait in patience to receive, to come in humility, to come in meekness, to come in acceptance of who you are, a child of God, with that I am properties that you have inherited and were born with, so that you too can find that peace you've so been longing for. God bless you.
Thank you, Connie.